From Learning English, this is the Health Report. The heart is our life force. It pumps blood, carrying oxygen to every organ in the body. As the blood flows through the blood vessels, it puts pressure on the vessel walls. That pressure is often measured when you go to see a doctor or a healthcare worker. Blood pressure readings are often taken with a cuff or restraint tightened around the upper arm. George Thomas is with the Cleveland Clinic in Ohio.
When you go to the doctor, you may see that the blood pressure is reported in as two numbers. So there's an upper number, which is called the systolic blood pressure, and there's a lower number that's called the diastolic pressure.
The upper number shows the pressure inside the blood vessels when the heart is pumping. The lower number shows the pressure when the heart rests between beats. Stephen Havas is with the University of Maryland School of Medicine. He says both numbers are important.
Any level above 115 systolic or 75 diastolic increases risk. Each 20 millimeters systolic that you go above that 115, your risk doubles.
Higher numbers are evidence of hypertension, the word that doctors use for high blood pressure. Hypertension is a major cause of heart disease, stroke, and death. The World Health Organization recently urged the medical community to strengthen efforts to prevent and control high blood pressure. World Health Organization officials say one-third of people over the age of 25 have the condition, yet many of them do not know they have it. With high blood pressure, the heart must pump harder. That weakens the heart muscle and can lead to heart attack or heart failure. There is no identifiable cause for 95% of those with high blood pressure, but there are clues. With age, blood vessels can become harder. Genetics also has an influence, as does family history. Being overweight can also cause blood pressure to rise. Stephen Havas says so can smoking and eating food that contains a lot of salt.
When I ask people about salt in their diet, they usually say they don't add salt. That's a good thing, but you should also remember that most of the salt or sodium comes from processed foods.
The human body needs only 150 milligrams of salt a day, but most Americans take in between 3,000 and 4,000 milligrams a day.
The deaths attributable to excess sodium intake represent a huge toll, the equivalent of a jumbo jet with more than 400 adults crashing every day of the year, year after year.
Doctors say a good diet can help control high blood pressure. Losing weight and not smoking also can help to control hypertension. Finally, experts say regular medical visits are the best protection against this silent killer. And that's the Health Report. I'm Jerry Watson.